T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Sports Radio 92.9 a game. Allie's knocking down a couple of vegan oatmeal raisin cookies.
Oh my well, gosh.
No big deal.
Yeah, while she's doing that, the meat man's over here with a turkey cranberry holiday sub.
Pause, but yes, it was delicious, and it was it was just fresh out of the toaster oven or whatever they're hooking up with the turkey cranberry holiday sub. Is that what you said? Yeah.
That's right.
Anyways, Sports Radio 92.9 a game. It's the morning shift live from Publix. I'll let Allie give out the address here in just 1 second. We have had a couple of listeners stop by. We appreciate you guys so much. If you're in the area, come by and see us because we're having a good time. Don't mind the mess and all the plates and the trays. It's not my food. I've been trying to do the one bite challenge all morning and it's not working out for me. I've absolutely destroyed everything they put in front of us. And it's worth it.
Address, if you want to stop by, is 2720 East Ponce de Leon Ave in Decatur. They did just bring me like a platter of vegan cookies, and Publix does this right.
Honestly, they're kind of sucking up to you. I'm gonna be honest with you. I feel like they're sucking up to you. They're like, Allie is the key. Like we got to keep Allie happy. Well, not that they're not hooking us up.
They also are almost like distracting her because they bring her vegan thing out first, and so she's looking over here, and they're like, "Hey guys, we got meat. Here you go, boom!" And like they throw it out there like a pack of dogs to us,
and we're like, "Rum, rum, rum." All right, we're gonna get the wake up call here in 1 second. I'm gonna throw it out there. Porch light on or off tonight? What's the cutoff point? What's the time where trick or treating should stop? That's the question I have for y'all.
So, one of the things that we do is like Amy and I, when we make plans, if she ever comes up with a plan, sometimes I'm like, oh God, because it's just like nothing I want to do. But every once in a while, she totally like surprises me. So we were talking last night. She was like, hey, you know, what do you think about going to a few houses that we know people of and that have like, because we have like a haunted house in our neighborhood and stuff.
Yeah.
And then she goes, and we go out like 5:30 and we kind of hit everybody early, come back, do bath time, and we'll sit in the driveway with everybody with the baby monitor. And I was like, I think that's phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
And so we'll sit there until, so for us, we'll sit there and just hang out and have like the solo fire pit thing
going.
Yeah,
that's what we'll have going too.
And we might sit there. I mean, now that I've got this, Ron just brought me this monster, drink. It's the Bad Apple Monster. Yeah. And like I figure some vodka goes great with that.
A little bit of clear water, if you will.
And so I might be up all night. Yeah. We might sit in the driveway all night. I might not sleep on the plane to New England.
I know, and it is different. It is different tonight because it's Friday.
It's right. So cool.
Like it's so nice that Halloween's on a Friday. This is my first time, I believe, with kids to have Halloween on a Friday. So we're gonna be going out trick or treating, I would assume around like the 5:30 mark. But yes, we will get to a point. I would say probably somewhere between 8 and 9 o'clock, we'll probably turn the light off. Mm-hmm. I think if you're coming up and ringing my doorbell at 9 o'clock, we probably got issues. Like I might let the German Shepherd out at that point.
But at this point, do you want the candy? Do you
no,
want
No, but I think at that point, if you get to a point where you still have candy left and it's 9 o'clock, you just put it out in the driveway.
And that's
put it on a table in the driveway.
That's where I was going with it. Just put the bowl down in the driveway. And let them take the candy because, I mean, unless it's Reese's Peanut Butter Cups or apparently with you Almond Joys, they can have it.
It's true. Before we get to headlines, I do want to ask, either of y'all got a costume?
Do not.
No costume?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm a dad now. I have to have a costume. But I love dressing up for Halloween anyways. I mean, I would normally last minute something. But I think Melrose is going as like a lamb or something, and Amy is going as little Bo Peep. From Toy Story.
Yes.
So I'm going in, but I'm not really doing the full. I'm going as Woody, but all that I have is Amy bought me the Woody hoodie. Mm-hmm. It kind of rhymes. It's like his outfit, and I'm just wearing my jeans and my Ariat boots, and I did buy a very, 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 very cheap cowboy hat from Amazon.
Dude.
So I'm going to do that. I'm going to drive the golf cart around.
Gordon, who is this guy, man? I'm just telling you, if I had said this a year ago, the amount of hate that would have come across the table from this man at me being like, you're going to go with Woody? But now there he is. He's like, man. You know, this little girl just melts my heart. A month over, and I got to get the golf cart right. We got to go to the right neighbor's house. I'm dressed up as Woody.
Wait till I tell you about the in Life of Squid, the fight with the playpen I had yesterday.
But he can co-sign this. I think I was happier when his wife got pregnant than he was.
He punched me.
I was like, let's go. Your life is about to completely change.
So the first person I told was him.
Because
the whole, stoked.
Because real quick, I know we got to get the calls, but – All he did was, oh, I can't wait. Like, almost like he was wishing ill will towards me. And so, and we had been down to the NASCAR at Echo Park Speedway. They took us and rode us around in the cars, right? And that was the day that I found out when I got home. But I had told him, dude, there's some weird stuff going on in my house. Wife keeps asking me when I'm going to be home. Like, she's just like, I tell her a time, and she's like, cool. And she keeps, like, asking for an update. Something's going on.
Set up.
Oh,
I even said, I think she might be cheating on me. No, I was kidding. I was kidding. But anyways, long story short, so we were on the way to Flyer Branch for training camp because once his truck was having issues.
Yeah, Jocker.
And so I picked him up, and he was like, hey, what was going on with that? And I was like, yeah, I got to talk to you. And then he punched me driving down 85.
Dylan, what you got?
I was just going to ask real quick, Bo, is there any chance, please.
No, you're not getting a picture. No.
Will you send us a video of you?
It's all right. Amy will post one, bro.
You,
don't worry about it.
Of
Amy
you
will
going, there's a snake in my boot. Please.
Maybe.
Allie, hit us with the headlines real quick.
Yes. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Before you clock in today, you got to know that the Ravens won last night in Thursday Night Football. They beat the Dolphins 28-6. Blue Jays could take the World Series tonight. They lead over the Dodgers 3-2. Game 6 is tonight in Toronto at 8, and the Hawks, of course, play tonight against the Pacers. Pregame starts at 6:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is at 7.
Yeah, we got to get to the wake-up call. Got a couple we want to get to. First of all, what time are you turning the light off? What are you dressed up as tonight? Maybe this one. Let me throw this one out there real quick. Who has a better chance of winning this weekend, the Florida Gators or the Atlanta Falcons? I want to hear from all of you guys for the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Dylan, let's get to the line. Like I said, and I know that I just threw a curveball at everybody with the who has a better chance of winning this weekend. Gators, 7.5-point underdogs. The Falcons are, what, 5? Which is, in NFL terms, kind of a 7.5-point college line. It just kind of is what it is. The NFL is always tighter when it comes to those kind of things. Dylan, let's go ahead and go to the phone lines. We will talk to Kevin, the limo driver. Kevin, I hope drop-off line was really good to you this morning, my friend.
Drop-off line was good. Dylan actually spoke to my daughter this morning. I was going to have her speak to you guys because she just got out.
So, attaboy. All right, nice work, Dylan.
Well, we appreciate that. So here's what I think about the Falcons and their chance of winning. I think they got to go be unpredictable, maybe put Felipe Franks in that single-back offense, go heavy set on the tight ends. They got to do something. New England hasn't seen anything. Seen before offensively. As far as the defense, I don't know. They brought up this one guy, big guy from the practice squad. I think they need to put him back in there. They need some meat in the middle, at least someone just to hold up, even if they're not good, just to stop. Someone just to be a gap stopper in the middle. And I think maybe they got a chance of winning if they're unpredictable. And that's my take on it.
Yeah, appreciate that, Kevin. Appreciate the phone call, as always. I think he's talking about Sam Roberts, who did get some playing time last week. I think he got about 14 snaps, if I'm not mistaken, and did really well. Was really impressed with Sam Roberts. He's kind of a cruise ship, as I call him. He's kind of a, you know, two-directional player. He's going to go straight ahead. If you ask him to turn, probably not going to be that great. He's not going to, you know, turn really quickly, but he's going to go – you're going to get off the tracks when that train's coming through.
He's 6'5", 300. I'm not sure if he'll be active this week with if Laquelle London is back, but I think – I personally think you kind of need both of them right now.
I do too.
And he's not he's not your 320, 340, you know, guy on the interior, but
he's got some length.
I think he's played really well. 6'5", 300. Well, he used to be. I'd be looking
That's
at
right.
it. Used to be. I'd be looking at it. But I'd be.
I tell you what. If they keep bringing us more Boar's Head plates, I'm going to get there in a hurry.
One more plate, and we're staring at it. But but the reality is that's some size inside, and it would be great if those guys could step up.
I heard the little chuckle. I was like, yeah, it's coming. It's coming. I heard it.
I'm trying, man. I'm fighting for my life over here, okay?
There's a lot of football terms you can say.
They do have a lot of size inside, and hopefully they can. You know,
it's always good to show off your girth.
The better size, the more size inside you can get this weekend against the Patriots, the better off you're going to be.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to Josh over in Lawrenceville. Josh, what's going on, man? Happy Friday.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good to talk to y'all always.
Same to you.
I'll say, if Forsyth's going to be off tonight, we got a big high school region championship for Hebron Christian tonight, so we'll be at that game.
Nice.
And also, Falcons, they play their best when the odds are stacked against them, so I think that the Falcons are going to do their thing this Sunday. And, not too much Georgia talk for me. I think Georgia Tech's going to take it against NC State to go into that Creole Fest 8 undefeated.
What's the classification before you go? What's the classification in the regional matchup tonight?
It's Hebron versus Prince Avenue. It's 1A private.
1A private. There you go, man. Game time. Appreciate the phone call, Josh, as always. Yeah, we haven't talked much the last couple of days, at least. I think we've talked more Georgia Tech than probably any show on this station.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're massive fans of everything they're doing. That is an interesting game with NC State. NC State's one of those teams, they've adorned like the whole bit, like good team. Georgia Tech has done a good job throughout this season of dispatching teams like this in matchups like this where they should be the better squad.
They're in a weird place right now because it's a very unfamiliar place. And I think they've been there for – you could argue they've been there for a couple weeks.
Yep.
They keep getting these noon games – home or away, and they're games that they're supposed to handle. This week they got a 7:30 game, so it's a little bit different, and they're on the road, which we all know. It's like sandwich. Like almost a 3:30 is a sweet spot on the road. I feel like in most places, because a night game you get the crowd a chance to make something of it, get kind of sauced up, and the noon one is too sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
And so they got to go in there. This is not you're looking at a 500 opponent, but it's almost, I hate to put it this way, but you're just trying to handle business. And
yeah,
that's the mentality you got to have a little bit.
Yeah, and that's really where Georgia Tech has in the past had their hiccups. I'm not, like, under the opinion that Georgia Tech, like, finishes the year undefeated. This would be one that you could point at as a hiccup. But I don't know, man. Something about, like, rallying the troops, going on the road, you know, as a favorite, as a top 10 team, going on the road for a 7:30 night game. Like, you're just like, us against the world, baby. Us against the world, and Brent Key's going to have those guys ready. So we'll see how that one pans out, but should be a good one.
Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I want to say thanks for all the calls this morning. Coming up, we do have Dave Archer, Falcons analyst, will be joining us as we preview.
Analyst.
Analyst.
as we preview the Falcons-Patriots game that's next with the morning shift. And we are live from Publix in Decatur on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.